If you could have put it better here to kick off this first round, it seemed like you got great efforts from everyone here tonight.
Yeah, I think coming out of the last series, we wanted to get over here early and get ourselves organized and rested and make sure we started on time. And I think that's what we did tonight. We got the first goal. Our special teams were good on both sides. We stayed disciplined. And I thought we had a real solid game. We stuck to our game plan. And when we did get away from it, it was just a matter of getting back to getting more pucks going to the net. They're a tremendous skating team. They manage the puck very well. So over the neutral zone, through the neutral zone, over the blue line, we got to make a real mission to get pucks going to the net because they can turn a lot of pucks over. So I thought we got away from that a little bit in the second period. We got back to it in the third period, and it served us well.
Yeah, that first period especially, like you guys were, I feel like, hitting everything and making life tough for their defense. Again, I feel like that's just the MO of your hockey team is that. And, boy, especially in that first period, you mentioned the third, like that's such a important and vital part to your guys' game. It seemed very evident tonight.
Yeah, I think we recognize that our strength is to be in pursuit, and I think that's we want to make sure we have good angles in pursuit. We want to make sure we have our good sticks in pursuit, but we want to also make sure that we're responsible and not just running around to create havoc. We have to, put pucks to half ice and get our people on top of their people, and every their defense are tremendous moving the puck, so we have to just put them under pressure as much as we can with some forechecking pressure and some good stick pressure, and then making sure that the receivers are covered. So it's just a mindset I think we're trying to get established, and for game one we did a good job.
Yeah, you mentioned special teams also earlier, and I mean, one for one, you capitalize off an unbelievable pass from Gazowski, and your penalty kill was fantastic, going two for two. Again, it just seems like an extension of the regular season of the playoffs, and the special teams seemed like it was crucial tonight despite only three penalties called this evening.
Yeah, I thought the referees actually did an outstanding job. I thought they let the game play. I thought they recognized there was some animosity that has to get built up in this series, and they allowed the teams to do that. I think that, when you get veteran referees and they recognize a playoff series, it's got to start with some fire. It can't be controlled by them and cap the emotion. They have to let the game kind of simmer, and they have to let the series build itself up, and then you can identify issues. And once they're willing to set the guidelines on what's allowed and what's not allowed, then I think you have a more of a heated rivalry, and I think that's the key to any in-season battles and postseason battles, is you need to have a rivalry with the team. And I think that's hopefully what we're trying to establish here with when we've done it with Portland, we've done it with Spokane, and now we're working towards doing it here with Penticton. So it was a good start, but there's lots of work left.
We chat a million times about Carson Carles and what he brings to the table, so let's do it a million and one times here, I guess. And I was talking to him in the pregame show, and I just asked him, like, when do you feel like it's the right time to jump into the rush? Because every time he does it, it seems like it's at the right time. And he says he just reads the play. Like, is it as simple as that, or I feel like that's just a special gift he's got to be able to jump in but also defend? It's pretty remarkable to watch, isn't it?
It's all coaching, actually.
I knew it, yes.
Yeah, the thing that Carson has is such a hockey sense for the game, and he's got to compete to win. And so I think those two combinations allow him to make good, smart team decisions, what's best for the team. And I think probably the thing that I enjoy the most about Carson is nothing trumps the team. Whatever he needs to improve upon in his game to help the team win, he's committed to doing that. And I think, again, I've said it often, his best asset to his game is his ability to defend. And from his good defending, he can make those reads. He can have those outlet passes. He can be aggressive at the offensive blue line. So I think that his identity of a player is across the board a solid base, and I think his reads are just good awareness.
Yeah. Okay, two more before I let you go here. Again, Jim Playfair joining us here in the post-game show after a 4-1 win here in game number one. So you go up two goals through 40 minutes. There's been a lot of times where you've had those leads through 40 minutes, and you've been through, the ups and the peaks and valleys being up, but it's got to be nice to go through that experience. You have such a veteran hockey team, and it's got to be nice to lean on experience like that for guys that have not just gone through it this year, but even in playoff experience as a whole. You have so many guys.
Yeah, I think that the truth of the deal is that the players have to decide that they want to do it. I mean, there's an old saying, you know, a teacher becomes a good teacher when the students decide to learn. And I think our group right now has learned some things from previous playoffs, from the previous one in the years past, but also just in the previous one we just went through, where there's areas that are easily definable why we get on our heels. I mean, if we're turning pucks over in a D zone, if we're not getting pucks to the net, if we're making poor reads on pinches, it's not like we have a new problem that's causing us troubles every night. There's just the consistent core of our game. And when we stick to that, we give ourselves a real good chance. When we get away from it, and I think what's happened is the players recognize now they want to be collectively together. They want to be a team that feels like they have a chance to beat anybody, and I think that's a really important combination to have, because ultimately they're going to decide the end. They're going to decide the series, they're going to decide the wins, they're going to decide how we play. And you know, as coaches, we can put details in place, we can show them video on what the right way to do things is, and ultimately they're a very good group of people, so they're going to pick up as much as they can. But I think again, it's, and as a player, a former player, that's what you want. Like, give us the information and then get out of the way and let us go do our thing. And I think that's what our team is getting good at.
Yeah. Okay, last one before I let you go, Jimmy. Kind of a two-part question, I guess, but just the fan support tonight from the Cougars faithful. It was pretty awesome to see. They were filtered all throughout the rink tonight. How cool is that to see? And on the second part, you always want to come here, you get a split, but now a chance to get greedy and take two, going back to the CN Center, which is going to be packed of fans. So I guess a two-part question there for you, Jimmy.
Well, the first thing is, we haven't seen the sun in Prince George in a long time, so I can understand why lots of people want to come down here and enjoy the weather. And I think the second thing is that our fans have been outstanding. I think people have, since as long as the Cougars have been in Prince George, when the team does the work and put the product on the ice, and the fans have always, the history of the fans in Prince George has always been, they'll come support teams. So I think that the balance of we know that, you're automatic, as a coach, your mind goes to, okay, good, we got this one. Let's hunt down that next one, and then we'll put the work in tonight and tomorrow morning, and the group will get rested and organized, and we'll be ready to go tomorrow night. And I think the other part of that deal is we've been working to establish Prince George being the hardest building to come get 2 points out of in the Western League for a long time now, and I think that the fans it's a 50-50 deal, right? They're such a big important part of it, and then we got to put the work in. But the combination and the distance travel for teams, and then the way we play at home it sets us up to be competitive. Good people in Prince George can be proud of. People in Prince George, there's a lot of people that come from a lot of different areas. So, anyways, I think that at the end of the day, it's you start with one, but you gotta get reloaded for the second.
Opportunity to do it for sure. Jim Playfair, appreciate your time as always. Great, and congratulations on a great win.
Awesome, thanks, Walter.
GM and head coach or associate coach Jim Playfair.